Okay, back on the Young Turks post game, which we promised would be slightly controversial. You will see that everything we have said is true, but with, you know, you'll be like, oh, okay. I think.
You just got clickbaited, is what James is telling you.
Yeah, I think so. But let's find out. Let's find out. Let's have fun, okay? So, first off, on Monday's post game, I told you guys about the inner sanctum for white people being spas. And lo and behold, Brett, being a white person, goes to a spa yesterday.
50% Ashkenazi.
Bart's saying no. Bart, I hear you, brother.
Bart is also white.
Bart is white and is not a spa denizen.
So I went through, you know, there's a portion of your Facebook messages that like are hidden. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't know, if you're not friends with the person, it goes to this weird like subfile on Facebook Messenger. I do, but once every 7 years, I found an old message from someone back in the day saying, come down to our spa and we'll give you a massage. We like your work on current TV.
Did you use
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so funny. The only way it would have been funnier is like, hey, I saw the post game, come down to our spa because you're white. We have room
for you. You used a 7-year-old coupon.
Yeah, and I texted back because I was like, oh, I'm obviously this still applies. And within seconds, she was like, yeah, sure, come on by.
And then
I went down, Darren and Carolyn, and at Cote d'Azur Spa in Pasadena. And it was amazing. I loved it. Uh-huh. She did energy stuff. And I'm cynical. And she was like, and I was like, what are you doing? She like felt to see if I was energying weird, I guess. Uh-huh. And she was like,
it had to be. Don't have weird energy, no one does.
Yeah, I went like this. She's like, go like this. And I put my hands and she's like, you feel like a magnetic thing? And I said, sure. Sure,
that's
I do.
Uh-huh.
And did the whole thing. They're really great. They watch the Young Turks.
Yeah, Bernie fans. What are you talking about?
Of course it's true.
Previous photos.
Bernie fans.
Bernie shirt at an event kind of thing.
Okay.
Mentioned Jordan. They like Jordan as well.
Yeah. That's funny.
But fantastic. They do. Darren does his own reviews of all the Marvel shows. They're a Marvel family. They've been on Marvel News together.
Oh, I've been on Marvel News.
There you go.
What? Wait. What's his last name?
I don't remember.
Is it Ross?
I don't know, but it's Darren, Carolyn, River. They do great. And
we might be
they've dressed
friends
up.
Of friends.
They're great.
I'm
positive.
Sorry,
had a
I
great
said
experience.
You were full of shit.
And just was and then at the end she had these like big gong things and she hit him with a thing and then you know like when you have like when you're playing the cups and you roll around the top, she did that and it was like and I felt great.
So I love the idea of the gong at the end, but at the other kind of massage place. It's like, could you imagine like we've come to the happy ending.
Because everyone needs to know, much like that tennis story.
Yeah, but like it wasn't, I think it's just hotel spas are a specific kind of way too expensive. Like, who's doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think there's a difference, but it was great. I wasn't approached by any weird guys in the corner, just kind of.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Sorry.
And then here's the thing where I have to eat my words, because I've had lemon. I said, I don't like lemon water. I don't like cucumber water. They had lemon cucumber water, and it tasted great.
And you loved it.
Well, you literally ate your words there
I drank my words, so that's that. I just wanted to mention, I went to one yesterday. It was fantastic.
So the reason I would call that a happy ending is because you got it for free, right?
Yeah, that
because
was
of the Young Turks.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And current TV.
Yeah.
Look, there's someone still in the war room.
Yeah. That is a reference to the war room with Jennifer Granholm slash Michael Schur.
My confused reaction.
Someone's always in the war room is the end of this story, and they are. It's just it's run by Al Jazeera America or Al Jazeera Plus now.
Hey Brett.
Yeah.
Next time you go to the spa, I'll make sure that I'll order the meatloaf for you. Okay.
The meatloaf.
Yeah. I'll make sure.
Thank you. My meatloaf. It was great.
So
it was great.
Speaking of Michael Schur, to your point about how they love Jordan, I get this all the time. So people come up to me and they're like, hey, Cenk, or yeah, you're that Young Turks guy, or my favorite is, you're that guy from the internet. So, but there's layers. You're the guy from the internet. Is I kind of saw maybe one or two videos, something, right? Young Turks is like, hey, I watch you every once in a while. I kind of like it. Cenk, it's good to see you. Okay, correct pronunciation is you're a fan. You're probably a member.
Yeah.
Much love, right? There was this actually when I was up in Canada. We went to the top of some mountain, and there was like a bunch of guys there that was like a high school class or something, bunch of buddies that come from Montreal. And they're like, hey, that's Cenk Uygur. Okay. And I'm like, hey, guys. And so I went and took a picture with them with the whole thing on top of the mountain, which is great. And then I slipped and fell on my ass.
Did you really? Yeah. In front of them?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Great. How did they take it?
Of course.
Were they like nice about it?
Everybody's perfectly pleasant.
Okay, good. Because it was Canada.
That's right.
Places, I've been in Japan, Tokyo, like three different times on the street. People are like, Young Turks.
Yeah,
that's me, awesome. And I'm barely on this show.
Yeah. I only get it when I'm looking sick or disgusting or... just like my worst day possible.
You gotta give up.
They
me.
Find you. They're
like,
okay, she's looking bad. Go, it's go time. hey, Kim,
she's vulnerable.
From Young Turks.
Get her.
Yeah, that's right. Kim's not looking well. Go. Okay. So what I was gonna say is this: so people come up all the time, and then they're like, kind of whisper, like, I really like Michael Schur. Right?
They whisper.
Yeah. So no. To be actually slightly more accurate. With most of the hosts, they scream it and they're happy and they're like, yeah, Jordan, I love Anna. Lately, I'm getting Haas. Hey. Okay.
The force.
Okay. So they've said Kim in the past. So
what?
Yay. Okay. But with Jimmy and Michael, they whisper it.
It's a secret.
Because it's more controversial. All right, because those are your two camps, right?
Right.
Michael's, are you team Jimmy or team Michael?
You know me. I'm right in the middle. I'm not on either. I love them both. I'm on both teams, right?
Oh, what a diplomatic answer.
But in my case, that's why they're on the show, because I love them both, right? It's kind of proof's in the pudding. But people are like, I don't like Jimmy. I like Michael a lot.
Yeah, it's great. I love that.
Right, they're like, put Michael on more, right? Or they'll be like, put Jimmy on more, not Michael.
Oh, no.
So, it's hilarious. Anyway.
Okay. All right, I want to hear about this dream that you had.
I kind of don't, but let's
do
it.
This is a different thing. This is very different.
Wow.
This feels like
Dreamland.
Maker, doesn't it? Isn't that Maker's slogan? Yeah.
But it's also like you're in dream jail.
Yeah. Oh, wait, do it again then.
Looks like you're in a panel on a...
Oh, no, let me out. Wait.
Other way. A little more.
Okay.
Ah! Or you can be like in Sing and Break Out. That's my son. That's Johnny. Okay, anyway, random kids movie
you
reference.
Have kids,
wait,
what? That
that's exactly right.
Oh, the movie.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Glee, the animated feature.
So, no, I had a dream where I saw Anna, and she looked a little overweight. Okay, and I was like, oh. And I'm like, am I allowed to think she looks overweight, or is that like weird or wrong as, you know, someone who... employs her, is her co-host, et cetera. This is me in the dream, right? Mm-hmm. And then she says, Cenk, I got to tell you something. And I was like, oh. And she said, I'm pregnant. It's in a dream. Calm down. It's not real.
Oh.
Okay. And she was very specific in the dream. I'm 4.5 months pregnant. That's what she said. I was like, oh, okay. So she's literally half pregnant.
So you'd be half pregnant.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm a little afraid to tell this story because who knows what it like, what the interpretations are going to be. So some psychologists out there was like, oh yeah, half pregnant. It is obvious what Cenk is actually thinking. I'm like, what? Wait. What am I actually thinking?
So what are you actually? Dream psychology is so like. Not understood and fractured. You might get away with it. You probably won't.
Do you know any of the science behind dreams?
There's like a lot of different camps. You know, some people are always like, oh, you dreamt of your teeth falling out. That means you're afraid of being humiliated. Like there's other camps that are just like, just something you saw throughout the day or you thought of. I mean, there's nothing really concrete. Okay. There's nothing there that's like, this is the method that's accepted by most people. It's kind
of... Yeah, with my 6-year-old son, if he's dreaming that his teeth are falling out, it's because his teeth are literally falling out.
Does he have a tooth fairy?
So here's a funny story about that. So he gets the tooth fairy he's very excited to do the tooth fairy thing because he knows about it when his first tooth falls out. But being the incompetent parents that we are, okay, we totally forgot. So he woke up and he's like, the tooth fairy didn't come.
No.
Like in the morning, I'm like, oh, God damn it, Cenk, what is wrong with you, right? So then the second night, we're like, okay, we got this. I think we forgot it on the second night, too. Okay, so by the time we got to the third night, we're like, we got to put a five in there.
Juice is running.
Right. The big was running. So, so I can't put a buck in now. It looks ridiculous. And be like, so we put the five in and we're like, look, the tooth fairy obviously, you know, feels terrible about not showing up on the first night.
Oh, no.
This is their way of compensating. You know, the tooth fairy running late. That's anyway. And I made up some fairy tale about it. Then the second tooth falls out. Fuck if we didn't forget it again. Okay, so on the second night, then we got to do $5 again, right? Now, by the time the third tooth fell out, now we're on the hook for $5 every time.
Yep.
Because now if he sees a dollar, he's like, what? The tooth fairy just jipped me, right?
How is it? 32 times
five? Do children lose?
32? I don't know how many they lose, but there's 32 teeth in the mouth, yeah?
Like don't eight, we lose eight, them all? Eight, I think eight. We lose them all.
But I think the molars are ones that come in and don't fall. I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Baby teeth weird me out.
They're really. Yeah. Have you seen that picture of like a skull where there's baby teeth and adult teeth under?
Ew.
It's one of the most upsetting photos in the
shark
world.
Baby.
Ooh. Well, that's what happens with sharks. That's right. You know, no, this is super cool. I now know all these facts that I would have never known if I wasn't a parent because my kids are learning them and I'm learning it with them, right? So pretending that I knew it all along. Mm-hmm. Sharks have five rows of teeth, okay? And when a tooth in the front falls out, which it does all the time for sharks, they're constantly chipping their tooth on your bones.
Your bone. Right?
So when a tooth falls out for the shark, the other tooth moves up.
Great.
It's promoted.
How cool is that?
It's like Spartans.
It's like a machine where you buy chips and then the new row comes out.
Yeah. Both analogies are good. That's right. That's what happens with sharks, which I didn't know.
So what do you think is behind this whole Anna pregnancy thing? Not to get back to
the reason. So the reason I brought it up, even though it's a little controversial, like any dream of a coworker, especially of the opposite sex or whatever, you start to, what? If it was actually a bad dream, which I never have sex dreams, which is so annoying. When I was a kid,
I feel.
Yeah. You know I wouldn't have brought that up. It's way too fucking uncomfortable. You know, that's when I teased it, you knew it wasn't going to be that, right? So, and I'll tell you about my actual sex dreams when I was younger, which is devastating. I'll get to that in a second. Okay. Okay, so it's just she's pregnant.
That's kind of a sex dream.
I mean, there was apparently 4.5 months ago there was sex involved in that with her husband or whatever. So part of the reason I brought it up is because I was like, what if she comes back from Mexico? She's on vacation in Mexico.
100%.
And she's pregnant. I'm going to do the largest told you, but for my dream.
Yeah.
Then you can say that you're allegedly psychic. And yeah. Start making some money.
I know, right? By the way, first of all, I'm on the record. Second of all, Anna doesn't know about any of this, okay?
They will now. They tweet her about it.
Don't tweet her. Don't
too
let her.
Late.
Don't tweet her, okay? Because I want it to be real, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you know, she's going to come back. First of all, how weird is it if I'm, are you pregnant?
Yeah. Hi. Well, how was your vacation? We got money riding on it. Were you pregnant?
What'd you guys do? Are you pregnant? Anyway, yes, I see that would be creepy. So I just want to see, like 99% chance it was just a stupid fucking dream, of course. Not 99% chance, 100% chance. I'd just get lucky and I'd brag about it forever.
Well, I mean, you're just thinking about something that could happen. I mean, it's not unreasonable to think Anna could get pregnant.
Yeah, of course.
She's in Mexico or wherever. I've seen her uploads. They're having a great time.
Yeah.
The booze is flowing. She's married. They're great.
They're
couple.
Love.
They'd make gorgeous babies. Make them already. I hope she gets pregnant tonight. Tonight's the night. Clear that. Get pregnant tonight.
I think we're starting to get a little too specific.
I didn't encourage this.
Is that bad? I'm just wishing good things to my friends.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing about Christians and all religious people, right? It's like before you get married, they're like, whatever you do, don't have sex. That's like the dirtiest, worst thing ever. The minute you get married, they're like, oh, go get him, Ryan.
Yeah. It's really weird.
We're like, hey, take it easy.
Especially when your parents are saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when are the babies coming? Ooh, I get that all the time.
You're not married yet.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop. My lady's mother is like, I don't care. Just make babies now. I want to hold them.
Well, you know why? Because it gets to a certain point with parents. Yeah. With my parents, they were like, oh, marry Turkish. That'll be great. And la, la, la. And then they're like, never mind. Just marry, please. Someone. For God's sake, yeah, get married. And by near the end, remember, I got married at 38. Like, by near the end, they're like, maybe you don't have to get just. Maybe kids.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, man.
You want to knock her up? I mean, everyone says, well, I'll take it.
Speaking of inappropriate dreams, we go to trivia a lot at a bar.
You and John.
And John and my lady. And at the trivia guy who runs the trivia said, I had a dream about you guys. Because we go that often. And his dream, he told us, great guy, friendly guy. Awesome host, fantastic. He's like, and is friendly enough with us where he has no problem telling us. He's like, so you were taken in the bathroom. You were in the bathroom using the toilet to me. He says, I was in the toilet.
Taking it that way.
Making a deuce to put it.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. No, I was in the bathroom using the toilet. My lady was in the shower naked, and John was outside of the bathroom on the computer.
That sounds right.
There's certainly one part of that story that sounds right.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. So you're just John, like, yeah, part. Go ahead.
man, you got to be comfortable with someone to let them know that you had a dream about them being naked. You guys must really know each other. That's my favorite thing. So I randomly follow people on Instagram. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, if you were ever in a picture with me, I'm like, oh, cool, right? So I follow Baron von Vogel. You guys know who?
Yes, yeah, that's the producer of Nerd Alert.
That's
Andrew.
Right, Andrew Vogel. So, and because Andrew and I and Sophie and Tim Frisch were in a Halloween picture together because they won outfits.
All right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool. I'll follow. You know, Andrew and Tim. By the way, Tim Frisch never tweets. Not tweets. Mm-hmm. Never Instagrams. Mm-hmm. Like once a year. Okay. Which I kind of enjoy because I followed someone, I won't say who, that won't like 17 Instagrams a day.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've unfollowed people for that.
Same. Yeah. That's I finally had to unfollow him. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad. Much. I feel so bad. But Haas, I got to go. No, I'm kidding. It's not Haas. Okay. But it was someone else. I was like, I got to go. It's for me. It's like, hey, this is kind of fun. What are people up to, right? And I only like my sister's pictures because she takes really artistic pictures, which I'm later going to frame and put up in my house.
Nice. Okay. That's great.
Right. So did Andrew just get married?
He got married a year ago.
But he just, maybe it was a throwback Thursday.
No, he had his anniversary.
Oh, well, that's so sweet. They did a whole fucking ceremony over there.
I was there.
Oh, my God. You weren't in the picture.
I'll find one.
They did an anniversary ceremony?
He had an eagle at the ceremony to be the ring bearer. And then the eagle, like the best Falconer. Man who was a woman, was like, Horace, that's the name, to me. And it wouldn't come. And then it finally did, but then it landed on this lady's head.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. What a great story.
And there's a photo out there of the huge predatory bird on this lady's head. And she's like, and I'm in the background like, and it's great.
That's awesome.
It was a great
time. You guys
should
have put that on Instagram.
I'm sure I did.
So I have no idea why I brought that up.
You follow him. What happened to you? You saw that he had
wedding photos.
No.
Oh,
Instagram?
Because of Instagram, I found out, which I had no idea, how good of friends you and John Idol are.
We hang out a lot.
Like half of the Instagram pictures are Brett and John being like, yo, bro, what's up,
That's how
bro?
We talk to each other. We're real big bros.
Sometimes.
John's a huge bro. He won't tell you. I was in a frat. I've got no excuse. I was in the same frat as Haas.
Wow, so you want to talk about no excuse.
We're both Theta Delta Chi's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kim and I have the old lady. You guys got. I was far away from you guys anyway, this whole show. I'm like over here, like exiled.
Oh, here's the picture.
I falconed.
Wow. Oh, she had a hat on.
Yeah, she's wearing a hat.
Oh, okay. Wait, let me see you. Oh, that's such a Kim Horcher look.
That's amazing.
Put that on Instagram tonight. Okay.
Maybe I will.
Because then they'll check it out.
And you can follow me.
I mean, that's right. What is it? At
Kim Horcher.
Kim Horcher. Complicated. Very complicated.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, Kim's in the back. Like, okay, yeah. No, it isn't that face. It's like, I am delighting in this, though.
I love it, but I'm also
scared. Yeah, it's such a cute face because it's like, I'm slightly aghast, but kind of slightly love it.
Yeah, I love it. It's not me, so this is great.
Yes. So finally, we end on my sex dreams. So I had promised earlier, speaking about uncomfortable. So when I was a kid, I would constantly have these wonderful sex dreams, of course, as a lot of teenagers do, right? But with a giant butt, like the most giant,
giant
butt of all time.
A big butt?
Yeah.
Had a big butt?
Well, I like big butts.
Can you lie?
No, I can't deny.
He can only tell the truth.
Right.
He likes big butts.
That's right. So, no, at the end of each dream, right before I was about to have sex, something would go wrong.
Same.
Really?
Same. I've never.
And I would never get to the culmination. Right?
Yeah.
And not even culmination, like it would never happen. And every fucking night, and then I'd wake up like, oh, fuck, or lack thereof.
Yeah. That got Edwin. I love it when it gets Edwin. It's my favorite.
I kind of have that because it's like, you're about to go on an adventure. No, adventure canceled. Uh-huh. But like with sex dreams, it goes all the way through. I've never not gotten sex in sex dreams.
Really?
You're the best.
Good for you. Good
Maybe
for
it's
you.
A gender thing?
Yeah.
Like you're about. I like how you get cock blocked on adventures.
I want to go on
dreams.
An adventure.
Right.
Let's go to the woods.
She's about to go on an adventure. It's going to be so fun. No, no, a falcon lands on your head.
But like your friends will tell you, like, oh, yeah. When you study that portion of dreams in eighth grade science, they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, but it never goes anywhere, right? And it never happened. It's the same, but all my friends were like, yeah, one time I was on a plane and it happened.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Fell asleep on a plane. That's embarrassing. No. I've never had that kind of embarrassment. But what the hell? What does it mean about our subconscious that we are going to sabotage that? I went to Catholic school, and I think that kind of explains it.
Oh, no.
It.
Then you have a shame mechanism.
That's what it is.
Oh,
I went to Protestant school.
I just now figured it out 30 years later because of what you said. I thought it was as simple as, here's what it means. We weren't getting laid in high school.
No.
Right? But I think you might be right. That we were preventing us from getting laid.
Yeah.
That it was some sort of, whether it was shame or whatever it was, we were cock blocking ourselves.
There's a theory that everyone in your dream is you.
Right.
Ooh, that's like Game of Thrones kind of
theory.
Shit.
So it's just like you're the one who's causing your downfall.
That's like the guys who never die or whatever. What is the
Brotherhood Without Banners?
The ones that keep coming back?
You're right. The ones who don't die is the Brotherhood Without Banners. But Jock and
Hagar.
Hagar and stuff, right? Is it Jock and Hagar? The guy is the one that Arya was serving.
Yeah.
Like in the dream, at the end, everybody goes, and it's all you.
Yeah.
Well, then it's a good thing I didn't fuck myself.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't getting laid in high school either, so I don't think that's the thing.
But here's the thing. Okay. I also never led a parade in high school, but I had plenty of dreams where I led a parade or like.
Really? That's
never
so fun.
I'd fallen off a cliff in
that
high school,
like
but
an
I
adventure.
Had dreams when I fell off a cliff. So it's not, and if I hadn't had sex, I'd seen on the very slow internet in 1999 that happened. So it's not like I couldn't summon that image and make it play out.
Okay, I swear, super last thing, because we got to still do TYT classes, we got to go. Okay, but the super last thing is that I'm so old, of course, we didn't have the internet back when I was a teenager. And so we used to literally buy magazines from a guy named Three Card Monty.
Love it.
This sounds like a cartoon.
Love that.
Doesn't it?
That's
he would come
name.
By with a big duffel bag full of porn, okay, porn magazines, and I'd be like, oh, yes, Three Card Monty's got more porn, and we'd buy it off him. I'm like, oh, I'd take a wee and a cherry. Okay, does any of this strike a chord for any of you guys?
No.
Edwin, you're 82. You don't cherry, wee.
Yeah, oh, cherry.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Wee, cherry.
Those.
I thought you said Jerry.
We just would go to. I remember going
what
to
kind
a
of a
Borders
creep
on my friend's 18th
porn
birthday.
To kids?
No, that's the thing. We were like 14, 15, and he was 17.
Oh, so he's also like.
Yeah, he was like, don't take this the wrong way. He happened to be a foster kid that came into the neighborhood when he's a little bit older, and his name was Monty, but he always literally had a bag of tricks. The only way that's more literal is if he pulled prostitutes out of his bag.
Yep.
Or magic tricks.
Oh my God.
Okay, no, but kind
of.
One time he's walking by the basketball court that we're playing on outside, and he's like, oh, can I take a shot? And he's like, from really far away, three pointer or whatever. He's like, anybody want to bet that I make it? And we're like, somebody's like, yeah. And he's kind of overweight and schlumpy or whatever. And I don't remember what it was at the time, $5, $20. It was a big bet, right? Mm-hmm. Swish. Because it's fucking three-card Monty.
Three-card Monty. He shows up with porn. He's already magic.
Yeah, totally, especially back then. All right, we have way over-talked. God bless. We'll see you guys soon.